you ready to do this or what?
Yes. Might as well get it over with.
I'm gonna fade down the music really slow, like I do every week.
Right.
Get pumped. Get pumped, baby.
I am.
All right, you look pumped. Sitting there all slouched over.
It's just my bad posture!
Hello, everyone. It's 6:75 p.m., time for Shut Up Weirdo.
There's no 6:75 p.m.
I'm Franny.
Sorry, it threw me off. I'm Michelle. You're still rebranding, huh?
Yes.
You're still rebranding.
It's still the new me. I'm going to have a baby.
When?
Soon.
9 months?
In the next year.
Good for you.
Thanks. Do you think I'll still want to do the show if I have a baby?
Absolutely not.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because that's what happens. You're going
to
get...
You think I'll turn into one of those people that only wants to hang out with their baby?
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah. You won't think the same things are funny.
Like I'll want to talk about poopy diapers?
No, but like, I have a friend... Like, you're not going to think, like, murders are funny or, like...
Well, Michelle, I don't think they're funny now.
But you're not going to think, like, that the same things are funny that you think now.
Yes, I will.
Like murders.
Okay, well, like I said, I don't think murders are funny now.
But the way you watch, like, crime stories or whatever...
That'll be the biggest change in my life?
No, but it won't be the biggest. I'm just giving a small example. You won't think the same things are funny.
So, like, I won't want to hang out with my pals every Friday.
No.
I'm pretty sure that I'll still want to.
Mm-mm. Your priorities are going to completely shift.
I can bring the baby here. Make someone watch her.
Who would you let watch your baby?
Okay, let's name the DJs that I would leave my baby with. Ready?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Sheila B.
Yeah.
Bryce.
You'd leave your baby with Bryce?
Yeah, he's like an animal baby whisperer.
Hmm.
Ken.
Well, he's had babies.
No.
Liz.
Liz. She's responsible. I would leave my baby with Daddy Garbage.
You didn't say me.
Oh, well, that's a given.
Okay.
If someone else was with you. Like, if one of those other DJs I named was with you, I'd leave my baby with you.
Wow, you wouldn't let me watch your baby.
No, I mean, I'm sure you could do it.
I think you wouldn't let me watch your baby. What do you think I'm going to do to it?
I don't know. Put deep, like, dark, weird thoughts in her head.
Wow.
Would I leave my baby with you? I mean, I guess I would.
Yeah, why wouldn't you? I'm responsible.
You're pretty responsible.
I managed the whole, all the t-shirts here.
That's true, but you can't kill a t-shirt, Michelle.
I could try. Who else would you leave your baby with?
That kind of sums it up.
Yeah, it seems like
it also depends on the amount of time.
Right.
It's like an hour, I'd probably leave it with any of them.
Not all, uh-uh.
An hour?
Rich Hazelton.
Yeah, I wouldn't leave my baby with Rich Hazelton.
I would if Tamar was there.
Well, that's Tamar then, not Rich Hazelton.
All right, well, we'll introduce a daycare center next year so that you can keep doing the show.
We can homeschool them at FMU.
Okay. It's going to be a great baby, real well-adjusted.
I'm going to name her Michelle.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
If I have a baby girl, I'm going to name her Pony.
I'm going to name her Michelle with two L's.
Oh, my God, Michelle! Why would you do that?
She just threw a pet at me!
I had to. You insulted me. Doesn't it seem extra quiet in here?
I think it's because our headphones are extra stupid today.
They are. Anyway, let's begin.
Let's begin, shall we? What is it?
How did they start Game of Thrones this week?
What do you mean?
He said something awesome.
Who?
Walter Frey?
I don't remember.
Shall we begin?
All right, let's get this done.
Oh, no, that's cake farts. That's not Game of Thrones.
Same thing. All right, everyone, we have a topic, and it is... Wait, no, I don't want to say that, because then I'll say the wrong word.
No, you won't. I mean. You won't say the wrong word.
It's not a good one. I can't even get it out.
Get it out.
Okay, tonight's topic is WTF questions said on a first date. Like, does anyone else know you're here?
Oh, like that?
Or, I once had a guy ask me on the first date if I had any STDs.
A lot of people ask that on a first
date.
That's
so weird. Like, who even said we were going to have sex?
He just wanted to know so that he didn't invest in that third date dinner.
No, I'm a second date kind of girl.
Mm.
Not anymore, though.
Why not?
Because I'm taken.
What?
Don't act like you don't know. That's why I'm going to have a baby. You think I'm just going to make one, like, out of thin air by myself?
You said before that you would make one by yourself.
I guess if I needed to, I would, but I don't need to anymore.
Franny's got herself a man. He's cute. I showed his picture to my friend last night.
Which one? Which picture? Which friend? Oh, my God. I must know everything.
My friend Heather. She said he's cute.
He's so handsome.
He's very nice.
And handsome.
And handsome.
Okay, 201-209-9368.
I'm still available in case anyone's wondering.
We need to find a man for Michelle tonight on Shut Up Weirdo.
Yeah, please don't let me take my ex-boyfriend back for the 1,000th time.
Yeah, you can't do that again. I don't think anyone's going to call today.
Because it's so hot outside?
Yeah, it's so hot in this studio.
Ooh, I just raised the roof.
What?
Woo. Wait, I was going to ask you something and I totally forgot what
it was. Oh my God, remember.
Damn it.
Come on.
I'm trying to remember and I totally forgot.
We have a call. Should we see what they want?
Yeah, what do they want? Wait. Okay.
Now? Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Nothing much. So I got this question asked to me while I was on a date. It's not that weird. I mean, most people do, but believe and, anyway, the question was, do you believe in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? And I just thought that was weird on a first date.
Did you laugh?
Did you say yes?
I smiled and I said, I believe in the Son, which I do. I told the truth, you know.
Good, as you should.
Yeah.
Who is this?
Hello?
Did you say listen?
No, I said who is this?
Oh, this is G-Radical.
What's up, G-Radical?
Not much. How you ladies?
Turn the mics up.
We're all right. What mics?
Our mics.
They don't need to be up.
Is it the headphones? Okay, thank you. Have a good one.
No problem. You too.
We're in the red. We're in, like, a little bit of the red, just like we should be. You can turn... Do you want me to turn your head... Oh, no, I can't turn your head... You can turn your headphones up.
Yeah, I know. They're all the way up.
Mine were very low before.
Hi, you're on the radio.
What's happening, Franny? And Michelle.
Hi. How are you?
So I got a what the F
yeah, see.
Question first day. I do this on the dance floor. How many kids you got?
Oh, is that like your line?
No, it's just you just know where someone's coming from as soon as you ask that. And sometimes they go, 3. And sometimes they go, why'd you just ask me that? Are you kidding me?
And then, so who's the girl that you want to go out with again? The 3 or the... What the hell's wrong with you?
I think I'm getting to the age where I'm learning to accept that people have kids. So
how nice of you.
Yeah.
How old are you?
36.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's time, buddy.
You're old enough to accept that. When I'm on a date, I like to ask, what's your girlfriend's name again?
Cute, Michelle. Cute. And do they usually tell you their girlfriend's names, or do they say it's none of your business?
They say, you know her name.
She's your sister. That's not true. That's not true, just for the record.
Yeah, it's not true.
All right, buddy.
Well, now that I'm older, I'll say, what's your wife's name?
Good luck with having kids and finding a babysitter.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, dig it. I'm going to tune back in.
All right.
Good night, ladies.
Have a good one. I can't.
What? What's wrong with them? I think they looked cool.
They hurt.
They looked cool.
Like, they hurt my ears.
Doesn't that look like it's going to fall off the wall?
No, it's just lopsided.
Precarious.
Oh, yeah. Now we're
Now we're talking?
Oh, yes.
Great.
Much better.
Is that a bodysuit or just a tank top?
A tank top. Look at these things.
We love
you can
to talk
join
about
the comments
them.
Community, but the rules are right here by going to WFMU.org and clicking on the playlist and comments link, or you can call us at 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is crazy questions to ask on a date. Hi, you're on the radio.
What are your thoughts on In Through the Outdoor?
That's that Banksy documentary, right?
That's pretty good.
That is a good one.
What would you say if someone asked you that, Michelle?
I'd say, check, please.
I'd say, I'm open to it.
Yeah, well, see, you can always couch it as, I was asking about the album, the Led Zeppelin album.
Oh, I thought you were asking, that's called something else. I was thinking of that Banksy documentary. What's that called?
Oh.
Exit Through the Gift Shop.
Yeah. Not the same thing, Michelle.
No. I thought it was like an art question.
Oh, that's what you call it, exiting through the gift shop.
In Through the Outdoor.
That's funny. All right, buddy. Have a good one.
All right. Bye, Michelle. Bye, Frankie.
Bye. Who was that?
Just Ted.
Oh,
didn't
sound
like you're on
him.
The radio.
So you want to have a baby, huh? Well, Scott says when he thinks about babies, he thinks about the song Stay Up Late by the Talking Heads.
Does Scott want to have a baby one day?
Well, that's an interesting question.
Scott wrote me the nicest letter.
You're going to have to ask him.
Scott, thank you for the nice letter that you wrote me.
How come I didn't get a letter?
Scott wrote me the nicest letter, Rooster.
I'm glad that you liked it. He did say that he wrote to you.
Yeah, it was a really lovely letter.
I believe there's one in the works, for you.
Oh, I get sloppy seconds again, huh?
Well, no. don't look at it that way.
I'm just kidding.
Sometimes we save the best for last, but now, Michelle, don't get excited here. He can do what he can do. Have compassion on him.
I do.
So, Rooster...
Five more months.
So, Rooster, tonight's topic is crazy questions to ask on a date.
Well, yeah, Scott mentioned that to me. So here it is. I hesitate, but here it comes. Would you like some D with that?
Wow.
No.
And if he gets any kind of flack for that... His question will be, well, who lit the fuse on your tampon?
Oh, my God.
That is not cool.
He probably does not get any ladies.
That is not cool.
Well, so lately, that's for sure. You got that
Oh,
right.
Yeah, that's true. My bad. All right, Rooster. Thanks for calling.
Bye, Rooster. Bye, Scott.
Have a good one. Hi.
That hurts my feelings.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, hey guys, how you doing tonight?
Question?
Yeah. On a first date, this one kind of flipped me out a little bit. It was like on a date from hell, and it somehow I ended up back at the girl's place, and she said, "Can I file your nails?"
Ew!
No.
Yes. And I had been like, the date had been horrible, and I was just like, "Oh, I don't know what to do," and I kind of just went with it, and then that happened. Yeah.
Weird.
Wait, yeah. But like, did you guys get it on? Maybe she wanted to do that because she saw they were long and you guys were going to get it on.
That's the thing. They weren't even long. They were like totally normal.
What's your name, buddy?
The data.
What?
What's your name?
Hello?
Three little bit. Just
what?
We're like two buildings. I met her on outside.
No, I don't care. What's your name?
Oh, my name's Jim.
Jim, you're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour. You might win a free T-shirt.
Alrighty, thank you.
That we don't have.
We don't have any a good shirts.
One. We only have double XL. People are trying to guess who my boyfriend is.
Did they guess yet?
So far, the first guess is Ken, and the second guess is Billy Jam.
Those are good guesses.
Because I said you guys know him.
Maybe he'll reveal himself on the comments board.
He's not on the comments board tonight.
Mm.
So no to both of those guesses. 201-209-9368. Crazy questions to ask on a date.
And whoever calls up and guesses your boyfriend wins.
Okay. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey.
Yeah, but someone's going to call who already knows.
That's okay. They can out you.
All right. Hi.
Hello. My weird question that I asked was, is that your real accent?
That's not that weird.
Was it her real accent?
No, it wasn't. That was what was weird. I showed up to this blind date, and after, like, I mean, I showed up and she had a friend there, which was the weird first weird thing. That should have been the first red flag. And then after about like 10 minutes of conversation, I had to ask her that. And it turned out that she was faking an Australian accent. And
why?
I don't know. And she just was like, I don't know. I just like to do it. It was like bad. It was a bad accent.
That is so embarrassing.
Insane.
I know. And then I was like, and talked to her for another, like, 3 minutes and chugged my drink and walked out on her.
Good. She got problems.
That's insane.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, and then I...
What's crazier, faking an accent or faking a pregnancy?
Faking an accent is crazier.
It's a little more nuanced.
Yeah, it's crazier.
And then as I walked out of the bar, she started texting and calling me, like, did you seriously just walk away? Did you seriously walk away?
Wait, you left her there?
She was with a friend.
What's that?
You left her there, but she was with her friend, right? Who brings a friend on a date?
Yeah, I gotta go.
Damn. Girls are a complicated creature.
Yeah, it's a double-edged sword. Yeah.
All right, buddy. Have a good one.
You too.
I'm burping.
Yeah, what's new? Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, how y'all doing?
Hey, what's up?
Not much. I have a weird question asked on a first date about 20 years ago.
What is it?
It was a double date. So, and I was kind of set up for this date. And we went to some place that was, like, kind of sophisticated. There were a bunch of wine snobs. I didn't know what I was doing as far as wine went. And the girl I went with said, describe your perfect third date. Like, I guess assuming we were going to have a second date and then have a third date.
That's not that weird.
Well, it was weird, but we didn't even make it to second date, though.
Oh, I was going to say, and now she's your wife.
Yeah.
No. I told her we should lube up with Vaseline and play naked slip and slide in the bathtub. I don't think that impressed her. But they get good laughs.
Well, then that probably impressed
I'd rather have a laugh than a relationship.
Yeah, I got the laugh.
I'll take both.
I'll take the laughs.
Franny will have both.
Oh, will she? She'll have it all.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Have a good one.
Bye.
201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is crazy questions you could ask on a first date.
I like that guy's y'all.
Y'all. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. We should probably turn it off. Hey. Okay, so I have something
Funny. Only kind of funny?
Well, so I went to this guy's house, right? And he asked me if I liked spicy food. And I was like, oh, and hello, by the way. Hi, ladies.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Liana.
Hi, Liana. Continue.
He asked me if, like, explained to him, and I was like, yeah, I like Frank's Red Hot sauce. And he's like, oh, I don't know what that is. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. So he was a Sikh man, and so he made this, like, it was like a chicken, like chana masala, but with like jalapenos and garlic and like all fresh mixed like spices. And so we ate it, and I like cried. I cried.
It was that spicy?
Yeah, it was so spicy.
And was he like, I thought you liked spicy food.
Yeah, and I was like, this is like, this is like next level spicy. It was so spicy, it was sad.
That's a funny story.
I do like that story. You're funny.
Yeah.
All right, sister. Anyway. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, that was the best one I could come up with.
It was good.
It was
cute.
It was cute. It was a good one.
All right, have a good one.
Have a good one. Bye.
She is cute. No one's going to call and out your boyfriend?
I hope not.
201-209-9368.
You're so into this.
Yeah, I think it'd be fun if someone called and yelled his name real loud.
You're like dying to scream it on the air.
I am dying.
Okay, if no one calls and it does it, you can do it at the end of the hour.
Yes, when I do the station ID.
Yes.
Oh.
But you better hope no one does it before you.
I really want. It's so hard not to do it.
You're so weird. 201-209-9368. Crazy questions to ask on a date. I'm so tired. I'm never eating carbs again. I might bring my own, like, food for our weekend that we're spending together, Michelle.
There'll be non-carbs there.
There's never non-carbs there.
You can choose not to eat the carbs.
But then there's no other options.
You can eat the hamburger.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, Kimrick, I'm on the air. Okay, so my question that I got on the first date was, what self-help books are you reading?
Oh, that's a great question.
That is a really good question.
Yeah, what? I thought it was pretty weird.
No way, Michelle would ask that question.
I would totally ask that question. I love that question.
Yeah, I never really thought of, I never really thought to ask somebody.
Really
that.
Tells you a lot about someone.
What is that supposed to mean?
It did. It really did.
That the self-help books that people read says a lot about what that person is working on. I mean, what do you think it means?
Yeah, well, I kind of figured this guy had a habit of dating really nutty women and was like, okay, what's your damage now?
Give him my phone number.
What's your name, sister?
My name is Lori.
All right, Lori, you're on the list. Listen, at the end of the hour, you might win a free T-shirt that we don't have.
Oh, cool.
All right, have a good one.
Thanks. You too. Bye.
We need shirts.
I know, but we don't have an idea.
Yeah, we need a good idea for a shirt.
I kind of liked my idea. It was simple.
Go make it.
I made it once and you didn't like it.
I just wanted to add something to it.
Add something to it.
Okay. Fine. Send it to me again.
No.
Then I can't do it.
It was just Cooper Black, and it just said whatever.
Should we make one that says whatever?
No.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, ladies, how's it going today?
What's up, buddy?
All right. So the, I guess, biggest WTF question I was ever asked on a first date was, do you believe in magic from a young girl's heart? So the newspaper. Oh man, I started thinking of the Family Matters theme. I gotta go.
Okay. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, ladies.
Hey, what's up?
Roger Fleming, Mammy Beasley.
He started singing the Family Matters theme instead of "Do You Believe in Magic?" And he got embarrassed and hung up.
Stop.
That was awesome. That was so weird.
201-209-9368. Oh my god, I'm never eating carbs again.
Crazy. Oh my god.
I really feel like I'm gonna pass out.
What it was on your bagel?
It was the bagel, not what was on it. I had just had tuna fish on it. Like a tuna fish salad.
That's a lot. What kind of bagel was it?
Plain.
Oh, not even whole wheat?
No. I wanna die. 201-209-9368. Crazy questions to ask on a first date or on a date. Whatever.
What?
They're just dumb.
Why?
My boyfriend is Sean Spicer. Hi, you're on the radio. So stupid. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Fran. I'm Michelle.
It's Franny.
Franny.
Yes, like that.
All right. Franny and Michelle. Mm-hmm. I would like to tell you a story.
Okay, begin.
Quick, because I know you're pressed for time.
Begin.
By the way, I love how you both know what cake farts is, but anyway.
Thanks.
I was on, sort of like a date. I invited a girl over to my house, and I was going to cook her dinner, and it was my first time ever meeting her, and I wasn't sure if I was going to get catfished or not, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I invite her over, but I had a plan to have my roommate, who wasn't at the house, but he was close by, that if things started to go south and if it turned out like we weren't like connecting or like jiving or anything, or if I like wanted to get out of the situation, I was gonna have my roommate come over, like dressed in like pretty much like Sunday church clothes, and ask her if she prayed, but like in like a really creepy way, and he did. Like things were not going right.
And how'd that work out?
He was like, he's like, I'm Alex. He's like, anyway, do you pray? So do you pray?
What did she say and do?
She was kind of like, she was put off and she said no. And then the next like 15 minutes, my roommate started to talk to her about the importance of belief in God. And eventually she went home. And
with
really
him!
Awkward.
And they had sex. And now they're married.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Homeless.
All right, have a good one.
Thanks for calling.
That story sucked. No. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how you doing, Frank? William Michelle?
Hey, what's up?
Annie and Michelle? I have a funny question. I think that I never asked it because I didn't think it'd be right. But do you think you could outrun me if you needed to?
That's creepazoid.
So dark.
I never asked that.
Well, good.
Because I don't think that, but I just thought it'd be kind of funny.
Yeah, because you're a creepazoid.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a good one.
Bye now.
People are weirdos, aren't they? Did you announce about the comments board?
Yeah.
Okay. What?
Why?
Just making sure. I don't remember you doing it. Your belly hurts?
Yeah.
Are you going to eat dinner?
No way. I'm never eating again.
201-209-9368. Crazy first date questions. Crazy date questions.
Yes.
Dinner at your apartment for a first date seems insane.
Who does that?
That guy who just called and told that story.
Well, he's an idiot. I think his story was just dumb.
Mm.
No?
Harsh.
It kind of was. Do you pray?
Do you pray?
Nope.
Yes, you do.
Only when I'm, like, really desperate. Like, if I'm
like
sick.
A good Catholic.
Yeah. Exactly. Hi, you're on the radio.
She's not heaven, but we reached with David Bowie now.
201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is crazy questions to ask on a date. You can also join the comments community by going to WFMU.org and clicking on the playlist and comments link. The phone number is 201-209-9368. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, girl. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Feeling better after that bagel?
Not really. I want to die.
should have at least been whole wheat.
My bad, guys. My bad.
Well, out of experience now, my first question is always to the guy. I'm not going to find my high heels missing, am I?
Oh, my God.
Or my panties or my lipstick in a month?
Damn.
In your top drawer?
Do a lot of men steal your clothes and stuff?
You never know. You have to be very careful.
I've never dated a crossdresser, and I have to say I'm glad.
I'm pretty sure I never would date a crossdresser.
Well, you don't know it because they're so secret about it.
Oh, my God.
Until one day you find your heels are missing and you have to go to court.
For your heels?
You know, et cetera, et cetera.
And then you have a bunch of kids and you become famous and then he leaves you and becomes a woman.
Just like that.
Complicated person that used to be your boyfriend. I don't even know who you are anymore.
Wow.
Intense.
I bet he stole, like, your favorite ones, like the most expensive ones.
Of course.
Oh, yes. But in the end, I said, I still love you, but you dress really bad. Next time you do that, ask me how to do it.
That's nice of you.
Ask me how to help you out with how you dress.
Are you still with him?
No.
Okay.
But we're still friends.
Good. That's cool.
All right, that's sister. Cool. Have a good one.
You too.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hi.
Is this about the dating?
It is about the dating.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Oh, okay. Well, what I am going to tell you is a very funny story that happened to me.
Wilson.
I was talking to a lady. She had one or two drinks. And the next thing I know, she was telling me that she's into being healthy and that she juices all the time. I said, okay, very good. She says, the reason why I like to juice when you...
Yes, you don't need to finish the sentence. Supposedly okay. Pineapple juice.
So this way it will
yes.
be fresh.
Okay.
So that was one story that happened to me. And then... another story that happened to me was very interesting also. I went to a party, and some lady said, I want to take you home. And she didn't even know who I was.
That's not a question. That's a demand.
Well, so now I'm leaving the party, and two boys follow me. Two men, rather, follow me. And they say, we're going to get you. I said, uh-oh. Because these two guys liked her. And I then ran away from her and from the guys because I thought I'm in trouble.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling. Off topic.
Hi, you're on the radio.
So when is the last time you actually talked to Andy?
Andy who? Cohen. I don't remember, actually.
Who is that?
I don't know.
Annoying.
Hi, you're on the radio. Now everyone Blake thinks that my boyfriend Bacon. Is Andy Cohen. They're all saying, hi, you're on the radio.
You like bacon?
That's the question?
Yeah, it's like such an important question.
But it's not weird.
I mean, it could be weird.
Bacon's horrible for you, but delicious.
Should have had bacon instead of that damn bagel.
No second date.
Oh, disgusting. I hate myself.
What'd you say, dude?
I said if you'd answer no, there'd be no second date.
Whoa, you told her.
Or do you eat meat? Because no one wants to hang out with a vegan.
You can be a vegetarian.
Yeah, but if
oh, right. I forgot you're going to turn into a pescatarian.
I was a vegetarian for 13 years.
Weird.
I would have asked if you like tuna, but that question's already been answered. Who eats tuna?
I love tuna.
I don't know what happened when I walked into the store, the deli. I really wanted tuna salad.
You know what I had for lunch this week was a huge tuna salad sandwich. I came in here and I wanted it so bad.
It's delicious.
It's so good.
It's nice in the summer. It's nice and light. Except when you put it on a bagel.
Yeah.
Sorry. It was really good, though.
I don't like sandwiches on bagels.
Oh, I'm down.
Not even egg and cheese.
Only if there was bacon on a tuna sandwich.
No.
Ew, dude, no.
No, a tuna club is good.
Never had that.
Tuna club is good.
So that's a weird question, right?
Triple decker.
Do you like bacon on your tuna sandwich?
All right, buddy. Have a good one.
Later.
Hi, you're on the radio.
How about the Dustin Hoffman character Benjamin asking Mrs. Robinson wood or metal in the hotel? In the hotel room. How about that for a question on a first date?
How about it?
Yeah, that's a good one.
That was a great movie.
I forgot the name of the movie.
The Graduate.
Yeah, The Graduate.
The Graduate.
Yeah, The Graduate, yeah. He threw all... Was that Altman's movie? No, it was Mike Nichols' movie. Mm. They threw everything in there. Something for everybody. So that's why it's a great movie.
Good point, sir. Thank you for calling our little radio show.
Okay, bye.
Have a good one. 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is crazy questions to ask on a date.
And?
That's it. That's our topic.
Is anything interesting going on the comments board?
No.
I don't believe you. Tell me.
They're just guessing. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey. So I was hooking up with this girl, and she asked me, are you still going to love me tomorrow?
She did
not. Ew. And you were like,
I hadn't told
bitch,
her
I don't love you now.
So sad.
Yeah, it was, I think she had some trouble.
But you had sex with her anyway.
Who's Randy?
Yeah.
Who's Randy?
They think it's someone named Randy.
Who's Randy?
Because they asked me if it rhymes with candy, and I said yes.
Oh. All right, buddy. Thanks for calling.
All right, buddy. Have a good one.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, good. This is Larry Noodles. Please don't hang up on me.
That's Jesus. So sad.
Yeah, that is sad. Hi, Larry.
Oh, hi. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good.
What's up?
Nope. Nothing much. Just, I'm glad I got you live. Sometimes I listen to the show and it's not live, and I get so upset.
I'm really sorry.
Yeah, sorry about that.
I go into a severe depression.
Well, let's make it worth it. Why are you calling?
I wanted to, you know, your show, you have this question, you want people to call.
Yes,
and
this
you,
is the part where you
yeah,
answer
this is the part
it.
Where you answer the question.
The question. What was the question? What should you say on a date?
No, the question is
that is not the question.
Awkward questions you could ask on a date.
Yeah, awkward questions you could ask on a date.
Okay, that's different from what
that's
you
what
said.
That's what I thought. Well, no, I was.
Okay, anyway, what's your answer?
My answer, you could ask her. A person, you know, like, have you ever, like, killed your ex, or have you ever, like, killed anybody, or been in jail, or, like, caused any real serious injury to anybody? That would be an important
only
question.
Only heartbreak, baby.
Emotional or physical?
Only heartbreak.
All right, Larry Noodles, thanks for calling.
Don't hang up on me.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how are you? I was on, one of my first online dates, and I was telling the girl that I'm very close to my family, and she asked me, oh, do I remind you more of your mother or your sister?
Oh,
that's weird. I kind of like that one. That's odd.
I didn't like it very much.
What did you say?
Yeah, what was your
answer? She was right?
I tried to be polite and told you remind me a little bit of both. And I couldn't really come out of the
should have been like, none, bitch, because they ain't crazy.
That's what I should have said, actually.
All right, have a good one.
Thanks.
Let's spice this show up.
All right, what do you want to do?
Spice it up.
How?
You figure it out.
The hell? You're the one who wants to spice it up. You do the work.
I want it caliente.
Oy!
201-209-9368.
Someone guessed it.
Who?
But they spelled it wrong.
How'd they spell it?
They missed an L in the last name.
Who said it? Who outed it? How'd they know?
I don't know.
How did
Dale.
It? Dale. How'd Dale know?
He spelled it wrong.
But he still, how'd he know? Dale, how did you know? Who Frangry's boyfriend is. Sorry, Franny. Frangry didn't have boyfriends,
yeah,
right?
Franny has a boyfriend.
Franny has a boyfriend.
That's why I rebranded.
Smart move.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, so I would say...
Oh, nope. Not at all. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey.
Woo, hi.
All right, so the first date, right?
Right.
So, I it was through Tinder that I was like, met this girl, and we talked about meeting up at a bar down the block. And I have a thing for collecting, not collecting, but when I go to the bank, I will get a bunch of $2 bills. And my, like, one of my kind of gimmicky jokes is when I go to, like, you know, give whoever, you know, like at a bar, throw down like six twos. And then. They'll say, like, where are you going? Oh, sorry,
Sorry. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, ladies, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Just wondering why you're getting some really strange calls.
Because it's Friday at 6.
I went on a blind date. My friend set me up with this guy, and I traveled, like, an hour and a half to meet up with him.
Ooh.
And we go to this cafe, and he spills hot tea, like, boiling hot tea, all over me, and he just kept asking if he could wipe it off me. He was being really creepy about it. Like, it spilled all over, like, my whole shorts and, like, stomach area, and he grabbed napkins, and he was, like, patting me, and I was, like, trying to inch away, and he kept, like, trying to get, he's just like, can I wipe it off you?
Ugh.
No, dude, so I went to the bathroom, and I came back, and he got his, like, mesh gym shorts from the car, and insisted on me trying them on.
And you did it?
No. I was like, I was really awkward, but I was, I don't know, I was just kind of put on the spot. But I had shorts in my car. My car's basically my closet. So I was like, no, that's okay. I'm just going to put my own shorts on. And then he didn't pay for the bill. I mean, I'm all about that equal bill thing, but it was just a disaster all the way.
That's so gross.
Yeah, and it was just really creepy. And I left and went home and was sad.
Don't stop doing that.
All right. So that's it.
Thanks for calling.
All right.
Have a good one.
The rest of the show.
Thanks.
Have a good one.
That noise sounded crazy. Can you hear it?
No.
Ugh, stop. Stop. Please stop. Please stop.
It's ASMR.
This one maybe is okay. Shut up. Shut up, weirdo. Shut up. Shut up. Ugh, all right, enough. I hate the one who eats the pasta. Have you seen her?
No.
She eats the pasta ASMR. It's really gross.
Gross. Like, you can hear
it? She has, like, a weird, like, maybe Russian accent, and she's like, hello, my little lovelies. And then she'll, like, eat this pizza, or eat this pasta, and it's so disgusting.
Like, you can hear it all nasty?
Look it up, like, ASMR pasta Russian or something. I think she's Russian. She's really weird. Let me see if it's her. Yeah, that's her. Should I put the
DAW
up?
Wait, yeah, turn it up. Ready?
Yeah.
Hello, my fluffy teddy bears.
Yeah.
Oh, my fluffy teddy
Today,
bears.
I'm going to eat some delicious meals that I have prepared for you guys. So, first of all, I'm going to
Fast forward to the pasta eating.
Eat some pasta with cheese sauce. so yummy. I'm looking forward to this.
Just eat it.
Just fast forward. She takes forever to do anything.
Oh, okay. She's going to eat the pasta, everyone. Here she goes with her plastic fork. Ew! Ew! Why does it sound like that? Oh, no! Oh, no!
Oh, so good.
What kind of mic does she have?
We don't have those here.
It's so gross.
Yeah, it's pretty nasty.
Oh, that was good. I loved it.
201-209-9368. No one's going to win tonight.
They're all sending him a Facebook friend request. He's going to be so mad.
No, he's not. He's going to be proud that you're his girl. He's going to be proud you're his girl.
Creeps. Dale's like, he's on Facebook. Ken and X-Ray are his friends. Let's all send him friend requests tonight.
How exciting.
Hi, you're on the radio.
My question was, has your pipe organ donor card expired yet?
What does that mean?
I don't know. I left it open. Has your pipe organ donor card expired yet?
Thanks, know-it-all. Well,
because fell so flat. Don't try and explain it. You're going to make it worse if you try and explain it.
That's stupid. And if they say yes to that, I knew I can do whatever I want with them.
Okay.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, so, yeah, I had this weird thing happen to me one time when this girl said this thing to me. And, like, I went to the show at CBGB's and I met her at a show afterwards. I mean, at a bar afterwards. And she asked if I would go on a date with her. I said, sure. So she said, let's do it now. So I said, good. So then she came back to my place, but then she said, I don't kiss on the first date. So I said, that's okay. So, but then she went down on me. And so I ended up having sex with her.
Just dump it.
God, we got a lot of dumps tonight. Hi, you're on the radio.
What the hell is happening? Hi.
201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is crazy questions to ask on a date.
It's hot as hell out there.
And in here, no?
No, it's freezing in here.
Ugh, I had to turn my jacket off.
And I'm wetting my pants. What?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, guys. I have a weird first question story. It's not really a date, but...
Let's just hear it.
Good. You're always going to be frangry, by the way. So I was outside, and my brother says, hey, you got a phone call. Didn't say who it was. And I pick it up, and I'm going to edit for the radio. The guy goes, are you the ninja dating my daughter? And it's not ninja, he asked me. And it wasn't my girlfriend's dad anyway.
Wait, hold on. Was it a different N-word?
Not neighbor.
Like the bad N-word?
Yeah, the bad N-word. That's the one.
Are you kidding me? That really happened?
Are you the N-word dating my daughter?
Ew.
But it wasn't him. It was my friend trying to be funny.
Oh, you ruined it.
That's messed up.
Yeah, that's a messed up joke.
Yeah, that is messed up. But I
joke on him because we're getting married, so.
Oh, good for you.
Fate.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. Have a good one.
You guys have a good one, too.
20. I seriously look like I'm 8 months pregnant after that baby.
No, you do not.
Look at it.
Maybe 2-3 months.
Oh, no. I'm not going to be a good look tomorrow in my bikini.
I mean, you're wearing shorts, right?
I mean, not the whole day.
Part of it.
When I'm outside, when I'm in the water or tanning, I will be full on bikini. Batman says, Michelle wetting her pants is really hot.
No, it's not. When was the last time you wet your pants?
I don't remember. Like a dribble or like...
More than a dribble.
I don't remember. I must have been a kid. I don't think I've ever gotten like so drunk I wet myself. I've definitely gotten so drunk I puke.
Look who Billy it is!
Woo!
GF.
He just called you his GF.
201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is crazy questions to ask on a first date. Nobody's calling us.
No one's going to call and out your boyfriend?
Why are you obsessed?
I don't know, because I'm trying to spice things up.
Now people are like really laughing at me.
Why?
They're like saying the conversation that me and my boyfriend had on the first date, and it's probably like on point.
I'm excited to read this when I get home.
Do you love my radio show? I feel fat. I mean, pretty much. That's what I say every day. Isn't my show good? Oh my god, I'm so fat today.
That's sad.
201-209-9368. Crazy questions you can ask on a date. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, this is Jeremy.
Hi.
From New York. I have a couple of funny, quick things. I went on a date with a girl, first date, and it went okay, and we had dinner. She went home, I went home, then she called me later to ask me what I thought, what I thought of the date, and I don't know, I thought that was kind of weird.
I like it's that. Cool. I think it's really cool.
Just threw your cards on the table, so did you have fun? What'd you think? You think we might do it again? If not, I'll move on.
I like that girl.
Yeah, no, I guess that's true, but, you know, it felt kind of weird, because it felt like she really wanted me to tell her that it was great and all that stuff, but it wasn't really.
Well, clearly she did. Otherwise, she wouldn't be asking.
Yeah, she would have just blocked your ass.
Okay, she would have ghosted you.
Real quick, it's not so much of a question, but I once got a note, and in the note, the girl said that my eyes looked good enough to eat. And, you know, I definitely didn't talk to her after that.
Why? That's cute.
Good enough to eat?
That's gross.
Has anybody ever said that to you?
Yeah, I want to eat someone when I'm in love with them.
No, he said she wants to eat his eyes.
I'll eat someone's eyes.
I love my eyes.
Well, they must be pretty. Goodbye.
Oh, Michelle just hit on you.
No, I didn't. I just wanted to get him off the phone.
Oh. That's how you get him off the phone?
You just say something nice, then
you compliment
hang up.
Them?
And then you hang up, and then it leaves them wanting more.
Oh, I see. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
You look hot. Do you think it worked?
Yeah, he's going to call back. One day I'll have a boyfriend, too.
Maybe you should rebrand.
No.
Maybe you should add an L and you'll get...
I don't have a brand. This is just my life.
Same. It was just a nickname.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was. It was a lifestyle. Are we done here?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I have my winner.
Mm-mm. I'm vetoing.
Wait, what? You don't even know who it is.
I don't think there should be a winner.
Why?
Oh, unless you're going to do something funny.
What are you talking about? I have a winner.
Who is it?
I have a list.
I didn't think anyone was good enough to win a t-shirt.
Can I file your nails? What? Hi, you're on the radio. Okay.
I don't think anyone should win.
Okay.
But if you want to give it to the nails guy, you can.
We don't have one anyway.
I know.
We're giving away t-shirts we don't even have. So that's it?
That's it.
Okay.
It wasn't very exciting.
I had a good time.
Okay, well that's great. Just two girls trying to have a good time on a Friday night, right?
With Billy Jam.
Always.
Yeah.
You've been listening to Shut Up Weirdo. WFMU East Orange.
What are you laughing?
I don't know.
You're being so weird right now.
I don't know. Shh. Let me do the station ID. WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in Rockland County.
You're up to something.
91.1. I'm not up to anything. I'm not going to do anything. I'm just online at WFMU.org. I'm not doing anything. Okay. Stay tuned for Billy Jam.
Yeah.
Somebody, I don't even know if I'm saying that right. I noticed though, like, ever since I discovered it, I've been seeing it everywhere. Like, in my phone, it was a poster in my bedroom that had it on it too. Somebody. Yo, from the outside, inside, you would think I had it all sorted out. From the inside, outside, the only thing booming is my word of mouth. That's perception. Check it. Perception. Check it. Yo, from the sidelines, in game, you would think we shut the competition out. From the 52-yard line, we need to change the players up and switch them out. That's perception. Check it. Yeah, that's perception. Alright. I've been ducking and dodging the internet. Menage and I'm into sex. Chaz is a problem, I've been a threat. Fabulous noggin, I send a text. Can you pull up on me and bring the set? I'm thirsty as thirst for the intellect. I think she was subbing me indirect. Throwing shade, never bring a check. How come he salty, we never met? Don't ever call me with disrespect. The future is clearer than 4K. My mentality got a new TV set. It's Rose, Crew, Sub Rosa, Sub Vino, proposal, toast up. The real good guys, the bad love, no roaster. Yeah. She still chose up. From the outside, inside, you would think I had it all sorted out. From the inside, outside, the only thing booming is my word of mouth. From the sidelines, in game, you would think we shut the competition out. From the 52-yard line, we need to change the players up and switch them out. From the outside, inside. You would think I had it all sorted out. From the inside, outside, the only thing booming is my word of mouth. From the sidelines, in game, you would think we shut the competition out. From the 52-yard line, we need to change the players up and switch them out. From my end of a camera, that gonna be lit. Pull up in person, it's probably trash. I just want honest, genuine support. Don't really like when they kissing my... They only ask about you when you up. So hard to miss the that I did last. About a week ago when I was broke, just wouldn't even offer me a dab. Now they can see the sea, we in a boat. Now everybody wanna make a splash. When we was drowning in the kiddie pool, nobody tossed a floaty to floaty to floaty. Now they can see we surfing high noon, making they sand castles all collapse. When I was hurt, I seen them crack a smile. Now I'm on their level and it make them mad. From the outside, inside, you would think I had it all sorted out. From the inside, outside, the only thing booming is my word of mouth. From the sidelines, in game, you would think we shut the competition out. From the 52-yard line, we need to change the players up and switch them out. From the outside, inside, you would think I had it all sorted out. From the inside, outside, the only thing booming is my word of mouth. From the sidelines, in game, you would think we shut the competition out. From the 52-yard line, we need to change the players up and switch them out.
Outside, inside, you would think I had it all sorted out. Inside, outside, the only thing booming is my word of mouth. Sidelines, in game, you would think we shut the competition out. 52-yard line, we need to change the players up and switch them out.
Thank you.
second line in line with finer diamonds. It's a stinky pinky ring, no Bacardi lime. Niggas dying, I'm dining. I ain't trying, I'm chimed in. Dragging quarter rolls in pockets of the rolls, push the rolls. Butter bread, expensive custard spread. Busted head, niggas musket lead. We don't trust the feds. Gambino family secrets, Tito Santana slang speaking. California rival gang beatings. Title change hands is big gold with flat nameplate. The only way you can wear it too if we exchange weight. I don't aim late. Regain followers while niggas gain weight. I don't play games and that's my game face. With Hihachi hand, I'm always walking flanked by a Mexi Mariachi band. Can't be karaoke in the camp. I Inoki Antonio, from where mostly holy souls only go. Your cantaloupe's bloody damp, Jesse Camp, and niggas here with heavy pockets. Level out the balance scales of Chevy Amps. Seven Campbell samples, women love the print scene. Pristine, painted chapel, 16 at 16. That's why I keep my pockets heavy, never cruise away. It's no consideration taking all my moves today. Nigga, my pockets heavy. Pockets heavy. Pull a wad of cash out and cop a Chevy. Keep my pockets heavy, never cruise away. It's no consideration taking all my moves today. Nigga, my pockets heavy. Pockets heavy. Pull a wad of cash out and cop a Bentley. Heavy, heavy, pressure 77 Chevy. Stretching fresh shit off the strip regular. Check the lessons, respect them. Neglect them, leave them leaning for the evening mean. Only me, brethren, keep me blessed from evil demon scene. Bumba glide, the type to get your father guy. Arm the knock, go back to whipping niggas' asses. Armistice, treacherous, yeah, I'm naughty by nature. Rev lobbyists while writing probably gathering bodies in Asia. Rockin' this proper and live ciphers, we wild beat. Clock a Mekhi Pfeiffer, plus I get high like Styles P. Light up the candles, man to man handle it, Kyrie. Right up the avenue, advance the grants and keep it irie. Hardcore, when we ride streets. Sorry, soft, I'm singing Tyrese. Cease and desist, whatever you insist to leave us with. Even if no butts we pocket in them Jesus pieces quick. That's why I keep my pockets heavy, never cruise away. It's no consideration taking all my moves today. Nigga, my pockets heavy. Pockets heavy. Pull a wad of cash out and cop a Chevy. That's why I keep my pockets heavy, never cruise away. It's no consideration taking all my moves today. Nigga, my pockets heavy. Pockets heavy. Pull a wad of cash out and cop a Bentley. Don't get it twisted when we slide in the spot. I make mad, might as all calling the shots. Heavy on the scale, this the holy grail. Ain't no holding up, you can hold this L. Don't get it twisted when we slide in the spot. I make mad, might as all calling the shots. Heavy on the scale, this the holy grail. Ain't no holding up, you can hold this L. Strolling through my city with a limp, dripping up and down the block. She don't dance. She go whip around the bar. Catered to a real rebel with a stack wall. Driven just to get the cream. If you wasn't really ready, what you asked for? See, I don't wanna hear them excuses.
That's what I get through my name.
That's what you kill for, right? Till the moves take flight. That's what I get through my name, my name, my name, my name. So you can feel the pain that I endure with us. Sure, I can see that nothing really changed with us. I'm striving not to get my little name bigger. All my anxiety led me to switch to say, how did you stop coming off your tongue? What it look like, what it look like. Riding around, cruising the town. On my whole city down, down. With so much swagger now, what it look like.
Yeah, baby, you got your good little vision, right? What it look like now?
Yeah, yo, Steve Lock. Yeah.